بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a witness over his ummah. In his lifetime, he bore testimony to the works of his ummah. And when he has left this world, then the deeds of his ummah are presented to him on Mondays and Thursdays. So he knows the ummati, he knows the name, and he knows the deed as well. In his lifetime he witnessed it himself. When he left the world, then the deeds are presented before him. So hence, he knows his ummati, and what a pleasure it would be that we bring coolness to his eyes, bring comfort to his eyes. He hears of us and he hears that we are emulating his Mubarak ways. He hears of us and he hears that we love him with our hearts, with our souls. He hears of us and he hears that we recite salawat upon him, read durood and salam upon him. So how much of joy it will bring to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It doesn't cost you anything just to follow the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to like the way, to recite salawat, durood, to emulate his teachings, small or big. What a great pleasure, what a great favor, and what a great honor. On the one side, it's a favor of Allah Ta'ala, and the one that emulates, it's an honor for him. Near Lucknow, there used to be a saintly person, Shah Waris Hussain Sahib, Rahimahullah. His father was a murid of Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. And Lucknow is a very advanced town. Like in India, you get Delhi, Lucknow, then you get Bangalore. These are all very, very advanced. IT, they are very, very advanced. So these people here, generally they would link up with Maulana Waris Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. They have taken a liking for him for whatever reason, in spite of their education, in spite of them being very advanced, but they had a liking for him and they would connect with him. One such person had come to Maulana Waris Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and he says that, you see, I abuse and insult your ulama, Maulana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and the rest of them, I abuse them, I insult them, and in spite of me insulting them and abusing them, but if you have it within me to accept me for bayat, then I will appreciate this. So being truthful and being honest, he says, shows his background, this is where I come from. I don't want to cheat on you, I don't want to have double standards, understand where I'm coming from. And then in spite of this, if you have it within you to accept me, I will really appreciate this. Kya haraj hai, I've got no problem. You want to be initiated in this silsila, I will initiate you. He comes after 2 days or 3 days, and then he says, crying profusely, can't control his tears, crying uncontrollable. After gaining some composure, then he says, I saw Hazrat Nabi Sarsam in the dream. Previous night, I have seen Hazrat Nabi Sarsam. And before Hazrat Nabi Sarsam was Hazrat Maulana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, sitting as how we would sit in namaz, with his hands over Hazrat Nabi Sarsam's thighs. And he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, ask the Ummah, what wrong have I done? Why are they insulting me? Why are they so rude and aggressive towards me? What wrong have I done? So Nabi Sam picked up the hands of Mawlana Gangohi and gave him an embrace and said, "But I don't insult you. It may be these people that insult and disgrace, hurl abuse, but I don't do so." And he said it 3 times. So this person comes in and he says, "In your presence I make tawbah. I was ignorant of these people, their contribution, their attachment to you, Ya Rasulullah. I didn't know about it. I was in the dark, I didn't know about it. Now what I've seen the true picture." Obviously, when you see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seeing the truth. Nothing but truth that you are seeing, honesty you are seeing. So I make tawbah in your presence that I recluse myself from all this evil, from this wrong. So this respect that we're supposed to show Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in small ways, big ways, every way, but that respect that we show. Then those people that adhere to the Sunnah, their lives entirely is an example of the Sunnah, a reflection of the Sunnah. Then they also should be held in that level of esteem. There was one saintly person, and I had explained early on, you get some saintly persons that are a little bit abnormal, but they are saintly. Those that recognize them, and those that don't recognize them, don't recognize them. So, it was some fatwa that Mawlana had passed, Mawlana Gangohi Rahmat had passed about the crow, and some persons had misconstrued. Many a times it happens that people have their own agendas. When they have their own agenda, then they try and they go on to a smear campaign. Someone goes into a hate campaign. Someone goes into a smear campaign for his own agendas. Allah Pak knows what's in the heart. So Muayyad passed the fatwa and they asked the saintly person that is a little bit, to us, he seems to be a little bit abnormal, though he is normal. But to us, it may seem that he's a little bit abnormal, coming from Punjab, Sai Tawakkul Shah. So they asked him, "Hazrat, you know, this is the fatwa that has been passed by Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What's your take on this issue?" Whereas he hadn't seen Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He's living far out in Punjab. Mawlana is here in the UP, Gango. Haven't seen him, doesn't know about him, but just heard the name. And then he says, "You're asking me about Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Wallah, his pen sees the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and writes. His pen sees the arsh, the throne of Allah Ta'ala when it writes." Mawlana himself says that I had seen in my dream, I had seen Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked me approximately 99 questions. And I had answered all of them in conformity with the Hanafi Mazhab. And from that point, I was given the right to issue fatwas. So, understand the personality. The least we can do is not speak evil. This is a proven fact. When we speak evil of the ulama-i haqq, see, one is an ordinary person and one is ulama-i haqq. They are standing for the truth. They are committed to the sunnah. They're not interested in the luxuries of this life. Their life is something different. The whole life is about the sunnah, about being committed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the sunnah, striving for what he strove for. So the person who speaks out against them, then he's risking himself, he's risking his hereafter. It's a challenge that our ulama throw out, that the person has made it his life to abuse and insult this class of people. Then as he's placed in the grave, and the grave is covered, then his face is actually literally turned away from the direction of the Qibla. is buried in one direction, but by the command of Allah Ta'ala, the person's face is turned onto the opposite direction. So the least we can do is not to hurl abuse. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh is amongst the four imams that we speak about highly, showing a lot of respect. Added to his credit is he is the ustad of Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah alayh. He is the ustad of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh. He is the ustad of Imam Abu Dawud sahab rahmatullah alayh. So you can imagine now what a caliber of a person he must be to be an imam of a mazhab, and to be an ustad of Imam Bukhari sahab rahmatullah. You can imagine now what caliber of a person. One person came into his gathering, and Mulana Imam Ahmad rahmatullah knew about his past, that he was an alcoholic. Coming from a bad and a poor background, very bad habits, so Imam Ahmad rahmatullah obviously, naturally, he felt turned away from him. So he didn't show him that attention. Man is drinking all the time, bad habits. So he felt disgusted with his presence, so he turned away, and that's what he's supposed to be doing. So he tried to gain the attention of Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayh for the first time, second time. Eventually, he pleaded to Imam Sahib rahmatullah alayh, for whatever it is, just listen to me. I know I'm a gunegar, first class sinner, I'm guilty of a lot of wrongs. But just listen to the experience that I've had, and then you can decide thereafter. So, all right, if it's the same strange experience that you had, then I would like to listen to it. He said, last night I had seen the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A huge gathering, one person requested dua, Nabi sallam had made dua for him, second person and the third person. Until I had an urge to ask also, but I'm thinking to myself that I'm coming from such a background, what heart and what tongue have I got to make such a request? When Nabi Sam had taken my name himself personally, said, no, you also stand up, I'll make dua for you. And I like you, and I will make dua for you. This person is surprised, mere jaise gunegar, papi, and Nabi Sam is saying that I love you, and I will make dua for you. He wanted to know what's the reason. He says, the reason is, I love you, I make dua for you, because you love my Sahaba Kiram. Whether it was Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Abu Huraira, Abu Dharr, Miqdad, Ibn Mas'ud, whoever, all of them, 124,000 Sahaba Kiram, without exception, I love them all. You love them all, and because of your love for them, I love you. So one is the ulama-i kiram, and going up the ladder is the sahaba-i kiram. Then it is the salaf-i salihin, imams, the muhaddiseen, the great awliya-i kiram, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mu'inuddin Chishti, rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Shihabuddin Sohrawardi, rahmatullah alayh. So all of them we love. We appreciate, we make dua, and that must be a routine in our life, that every day we make dua for them. If we can't take the names, that in short, we say, all those that stood for your sunnah, they preserve your sunnah, and they lived the sunnah, they died for the sunnah, and they passed on the sunnah to us, Allah bless them immensely. According to your splendor, according to your majesty, Allah fill them. Give us the true love and the respect for them. That's the least we can do. Read some Yasin, some Quran Sharif, pass it on. Who knows that goodness will pass on to you, to your children, and for your progenies to come. Recognition, understand. Appreciation is part of our deen, part of our Islam, part of our way of life. We recognize, we appreciate. We appreciate our parents, the ustads, the teachers that had passed on deen to us. So, by the same token, these people that have gone, they come to be the teachers of our teachers. They passed on the good to our ustads. So it's our duty to respect them, to recognize them, understand them, and read some Quran Sharif and pass on that Quran Sharif to them. Another important thing for this occasion, on a Thursday night is to recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Right? Well, the immense good that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had passed on, with that frame of mind, all the good that he had passed on to the Ummah, with a full heart of appreciation, I am reciting salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Full heart, heart of appreciation, heart of recognition, a heart of acknowledgement. I am reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and see how that durood gets acceptance in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. But do it with a frame of mind, not just repetition. A heart and a mind of acknowledgement, recognition, appreciation, gratitude. Do it with this, and then you see how the floodgates of the blessings of Allah Ta'ala will rain upon you as well. Really, we read Durood Sharif, salawat and salam for Nabi Sallam, and really it's to our own good. It's our own good. Read one Durood Sharif and you're getting credited with 10 rewards. One Durood Sharif and 10 rewards. Therefore, the muhaddithin are approximately unanimous about it, that who will be the person that will be closest to Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Then nearly all of them give one answer. They say, أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The one that reads most Durood Sharif salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, in the madrasas where Hadith Sharif is being taught, then on an average, the Ustad is coming across the Hadith, the students that are coming across the Hadith, I would say easily they are doing at least 5 to 10,000 Durood Sharif collectively every day. In every madrasa where Hadith Sharif is being taught, where the Mishkat, where the Dora, the six Siha Sitta are being taught. So the teacher is reading Durood Sharif after the Hadith, the students are reciting. If there's 20 students, you can imagine how much. If there's 50 students, how much. And everyone is reciting. So collectively, at least 5 to 10,000 Durood Sharif is being recited every day. And sent to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What an honor, what a blessing, how mubarak. So recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, understand his contribution for the Ummah, his sacrifices that he made, and then according to your capacity, according to your means, then recite Durood Sharif. Please don't read Durood Sharif now, that one day I'll see one good dream. But that may come in time, if Allah Pak wants, it will come. Read with it, read with this frame of mind that I owe it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I owe it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I must do it. And this thing will reach. It must reach. One person was visiting a Qabristan. So he read some Quran Sharif and passed the rewards to the inmates of the Qabristan. Anyway, he rested for some time. After the visiting the Qabristan, he rested some time. And he sees in his dream that he is at the Qabristan, and what he has been reciting is being distributed to all the inmates. In trays, and beautiful gifts are being presented to all the inmates of the grave. Everybody is very eager, very, very enthusiastic about the gifts that are being passed on. See, this is what we read, whether it's the Durood Sharif, whether it's some Quran Sharif, or whether it is dua, all this is passed on to the deceased. Whether you made dua for him, the Muslim himself used to make dua for the deceased, so that dua, or whatever we are reciting, is passed on. So we need to have that frame of mind that what dua I'm making, it will be passed on. Quran Sharif I'm reciting will be passed on. That frame of mind. And it mustn't be just a yearly affair or someone incidentally went on to the Qabristan for some burial and then you read and passed. No. You can't visit the Qabristan every day, once a week, right? And then make some dua, ask for forgiveness for yourself, for the inmates of the grave, for your near and dear ones. They are also anxious for someone to pass on the reward. They are very anxious about it because everything is cut up. إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ آدَمُ in qata anhu amaluhu, when a person dies, then everything is cut off at that point. Now he is desperately waiting, or at what you will, what people will say, my son, my daughter, my child, my wife, my brother, what are they sending, what are they passing on for me? Like how we are anxious, they also have that anxiety. Is there anybody that is thinking of me, anybody that is passing on some rewards to me? Or whether it's some charitable deed that you have done. In the day of Nabi Sassam, many times it used to happen that someone has passed on and someone wants to know, what should I do? So Nabi Sassam would recommend at times sink a well, sink a borehole, because water is the most precious commodity in a desert. So do this. So as long as people are benefiting, the deceased will receive the reward. So coming back to the story here, this person read and passed on the reward. And as he passed on the reward, now he has gone to rest. And when he goes to rest, now he sees that the inmates of the grave have come up, and each one is taking his share of reward. You know, everybody is anxious. Like when there is a nikah in the masjid, and they are serving some Kit Kat. Even a sweet shop owner will want his share. You see, there's something special about that sinni here. Everybody wants to take his share. Wealthy, not wealthy, poor, everybody wants to have his share. A happy occasion, a token of love, everybody likes that. Although I'm owning a sweet shop, but that sinni, I must have it. So it's a barakat, it's that happiness, it's that love that you're showing. Allah likes that you show love, show muhabbat to Muslims, to people at large. This is Islam. Unfortunately, we've forgotten that Islam is a message of hope. Islam is a message of love. Islam is a message of compassion. This is what Islam is all about. Love, hope, compassion. On the scales, Labism likes it so much, you know, to be compassionate, loving. He likes it so much he likes it. He loves this. On the scale of deeds, see, you're all lining up, like how you're lining up at the immigration. Imagine you're on the scale of deeds, all waiting to see what's going to be the results. Nabi Sam is standing somewhere near there to see if his ummati's deeds are weighty or light. In the event someone's deeds are a little bit light, or less deeds now, he can't come up, then if it is that this person had served some ummati, did some work, he served him, he fulfilled his needs according to your means. You don't have to be a multimillionaire. Whichever way you could serve the person, help him out. So if you had helped the person out, Nabi Sam would intercede for you. So he loves his ummah so much. You help that person out, and you won the heart of Nabi Sam. This person here, and he's so compassionate to my ummah, why mustn't I intercede for him? Whichever way, this message of love, message of hope, message of compassion, how much we can do it. We don't have to advertise our good to the whole world that I'm doing this and I'm doing this. Allah Pak knows about it, it's enough. Zainul Abidin Rahimahullah, the great grandson of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the day he passed away, people discovered that there were approximately 200 homes that this man himself individually was taking care of. Only the day that he passed on, people discovered this, because those people that he was supporting, now they don't find that support any longer, so they want to know where it's gone to. He used to come in the dark, help them out. He knows it, Allah Pak knows it's enough. I don't need to advertise my work to people. Allah Pak must recognize it, it's enough. So Nabi Sam also likes this, that to his ummati, you've been kind, you've been compassionate, you've been considerate. He likes this, he loves this. And I say kindness in any way, whichever way, but show that kindness, show that love. Not name. Name is a different thing, love is a different thing. You show love to your wife, do you go and advertise in the entire world that I bought one jewelry for her? You say that. Well, that's between you and your wife. You don't want to advertise the whole world about it. So if you have that love for Nabi Sallam, this ummati of his, and show compassion and kindness. Coming back to the story, one person says, that I had a dream of Nabi Sallam. And so Nabi Sallam is saying that this person here is going to be my sati, my friend in Jannat. So and so person is going to be my friend, my companion in Jannah. Now he heard this, he became excited. Ye kaun buzurg aadmi hai? Nabi Sam farma rahe ki ye to mere saath hi honge qiyam jannat mein. The Nabi Sam is saying that he is going to be my companion in Jannat. So what deed is he doing? Who is this person? So he found out the particulars from Nabi Sam directly. Who is this person? Where is he located? Got everything. And he went to the person. Just checked out what he's doing. Ordinary man, businessman. So nothing great, no great deal about the man. What is he doing to earn such a reward that he's going to be the companion of Nabi Sam in Jannah? What he was doing? See this love, compassion, consideration. Allah loves it too much. Nabi Sam likes it too much. Whichever way we can do it, a day mustn't pass that we don't show some love, appreciation, recognition. Not for, and we'll recognize the next person not for recognition. For the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for our qabr, for our hereafter. Right? If you're going to be doing it for recognition and acknowledgement, then you'll get it in the world. People will talk about you, and that's over. But you're doing it only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the love of Nabi Sallam, you're doing it. Then there's a different thing altogether. So this person has already been awarded being the companion of Nabi Sallam in Jannah. Man is very, very enthusiastic to know kya amal hai, what's amal? To earn such a huge reward. Can you think of something greater than this? To be the company of Nabi Sallam. Hazrat Saad ibn Rabi radiallahu anhu, he used to serve Nabi Sallam at tahajjud, miswak, water, etc., whatever. So, Nabi Sallam asked him one day, Sal, ask ma'abadalak, what you want? Ask what you want. Dua lete hai. Dua hum lete hai. And dua must just flow out. What if you made a request, alright, then make dua for you. But one is the dua that just flows out. That's the thing that you need to achieve. So Saad ibn Rabi understood this is a moment of acceptance. Nabi Sam himself is asking, ask what you want. See, if I ask, I must ask the limit, I must ask the limit that I can ask. I can't ask, Allah, give me 1 trillion rand, give me 1 shoes, give me 1 jacket. I can't all the small things. Trillion, what's... If I have it today, 1 trillion rand, or some cars, and milk, and whatever, today is by me, tomorrow is gone, or I am gone, or that thing is gone. The pure, not a great deal, it's not an intelligent thing, not a wise thing to be asking for. I need a house in Amshlanga now. Amshlanga is becoming old now. I need, what's the other place now? Balito, yeah, I need something in Balito. No, that is over now, then I need something in Cape Town. But that will end, you will end or the Cape Town will end, what else will happen? Ask the thing that's lasting. I want an offshore investment, you know. That thing also will finish up. You will finish up or that thing will finish up. Your name will finish. Ask that is which is lasting, permanent. So that's intelligent. So Saad ibn Rabi says, Murafaqataka fil Jannah. Ya Nabi Allah, I want to be with you in Jannah. I want to be with you. You ask the limit. Don't ask small things. A trillion rand, this 1 year. Why are you asking all the stupid things? Ask the thing that is everlasting. Business not working out, Allah, give me business. This is not working out, give me. I don't say don't ask for that. But then don't, that mustn't be the obsession. You must be obsessed with Jannah. Obsessed with Nabi Sassan, obsessed to be with him. That's an obsession. This, by the way, you made dua, business also, our dukaan nahi chalti, usko chala do. Okay, by the way. But the real thing is this. That's what you need to ask. Ask for yourself, ask for the ummah, ask for your friends. That's what you need to ask. So, Nabi Sassan says, is it all that you're asking for? Yes, this is what I want. You sure about it? Well, you got it. Now, فَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. You've got it now. فَإِنِّي عَلَىٰ نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Now, One is you take the dua of the awliya and the great people, anbiya, you take the dua. But that doesn't mean now you must be relaxed. I got his dua, I got it, now I'm gone, I got my ticket to Jannah, I can be relaxed. No, no. You get the duas and you work also. So Nabi Sallam taught him, right, you got this thing here, but you must also support me. How you must support me? Make a lot of namaz. Namaz on his time. On his time. You know, I think today or yesterday, my sister Sahib read that ayat. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ فَبَشِّرْ لِلْعِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا بَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنًا. So Allah Ta'ala gives good news to who? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, they listen. And after listening, they follow the best. So what do you mean by that? What? Kya matlab? Batao. Imtihan to khatam ho gaya. Someone says that you sit here, sit on your nerves. Anytime you can be called out, right? Kya batao, Mauli Ilyas, kya matlab hai? Jante nahi. Al-Ladin is, there's about four explanations, but I'll just give one explanation, right? يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه. They listen and they follow the best. So, the command is to perform namaz with jamaat, right? That's the command. فيتبعون أحسنه, but they follow the best. They come and stand in the first row. What? Not only with jamaat, but the best now. I need to get it. I need to get the best. What? I need to get it, and I need to get the best. It's an offer Allah has thrown out to me. I need to get it and I need to get the best, right? Someone says, hey, the first 10 people coming here, they're getting that S-class Merc, that's 3 million rand job, full house, they're going to get it, right? 4,000 rand. So you are striving for it, then strive for the best, the ultimate. Don't strive for small thing, a bicycle and don't strive for toy scooters and all that. Try for the ultimate. Allah is offering that S-class. Then take that S-class. He's saying, فَيُبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُولِ. They listen, and thereafter, they فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. They'll go for the best. Go for the kill. Go for the best. Don't go for the small things. Oh, I want trillion rand, I want this one here, I want that one there. بَيْسْكُوْ چُورُوْ. Go for the ultimate. The thing that never ends. It just escalates all the time. So you came to the masjid in time, and then you made it for the first serve. But please, by don't force yourself into the first serve. You gotta please stand where you can stand comfortably. Otherwise, now you're gonna squeeze yourself, you'll inconvenience the person that's on the side. So Nabi Sam advises Saad ibn Arabi, فَإِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Right? You got this jannat of yours, but now you must support me as well by making namaz in abundance, in jamaat. That is first, the primary thing is jamaat namaz. After the nafil namaz, a lot of us complain, we got some asar in the house, someone is jealous and nazar and all that. But the hadith is saying, لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قُبُورًا. Don't make your home a kabristan. Kabristan, you don't read namaz. So your home, make some namaz, nafil namaz, some sunnat namaz, make wuzu, two rakat namaz. Son is getting married, make namaz. Daughter is getting married, make namaz. Ask Allah Ta'ala. Some problem came up, ask Allah Ta'ala. There's a problem or no problem. Agar khushi ka mauka bhi ho, even if it's a time where you need to show gratitude, stand up and ask Allah Ta'ala. Read two rakat namaz, four rakat. Now see, all that evil from in your home will get out. Good came in, Quran came in, namaz came in, zikr came in. So the evil can't remain in your home. It has to walk out, it has to march out. Because you brought in namaz, you brought Allah Ta'ala, you brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you brought all these things here, then the evil has to go out. One friend of mine, I won't mention his name, Mulana. So he came here some times back, so I advised him, you must do kitab reading. Fazail al-Amal, Fazail al-Sadaqat, Fazail al-Durul, what he read today. Every day, like you have to have your tea and toast. Maputo, you must have tea and toast. Yeah. So, like you must have your tea and toast, you can't start off your day without that. So you must have the kitab reading every day. Don't start off the day without this. Do it diligently, religiously, do it with your family. You must do it every day. Whether you're traveling, whether you're at home. Traveling, take one copy also. You can do everything when you're traveling. Can't you do this? Everything else you can do. Do that kitab also whilst you are traveling as well. He came after 1 year and he says to me, well, you know what, I want to share one experience with you. What happened? Says, no, my daughter, she saw a dream that there was a knock on the door. She opened the door, it was the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And she called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inside, seated him in the lounge. She sat, and I sat, Mulana himself sat, and my daughter requested Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. So he wanted to know what's the meaning. I said, you are doing kitab reading in the house. That kitab reading is the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Without the Shaykh Rahmatullahi elucidating and explaining it. Otherwise, it's exactly the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he understood what was the mansha of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what was the desire of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, better than all of us. Right? So he's given the explanation. What this is the meaning of the hadith. So you got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, you got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your home. You got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, you got him in the home. You can imagine how much of muhabbat there'll be in the house. You like his sunnats, his ways, you are reading it every day diligently. So as though you got him in the house. So we're coming back to the story here. All the mayyit, all those that are deceased, they're coming for the share. Like how I say in a masjid, after the nikah, then everybody's running for the sinni, right? Kit Kat, everybody's running for it. In that whole commotion, he sees one man, one chacha is sitting there, he is relaxed, not worried about the sinni. Everybody is going. Little children, they go from one entrance, go to the next entrance, right? A double share. But this one chacha that is sitting there pretty relaxed, not asking for anything. So this person that is seeing the dream, he says, you know what, everybody is so eager about their share, and you totally relaxed, not worried about it. Say, why must I run for that? Why must I go for that? But why? Everybody's going for his share, but why aren't you going? Say, no, I've got a son. I have taught him the Quran Sharif. Every day he recites Quran Sharif for me. So I'm getting one Quran Sharif sahab every day passed on to me. As though this man is saying, I got a horse and trailer load of Kit Kat coming to me every day. I can't run for one small piece here. Eh? That's what he's saying. In our own language, he's got a horse and trailer coming every day to him. So I must run for this. I'm going to say, all right, by the way, what's your name? And who's your son? So he caught the son particulars and all. He's such and such a street, this is his business. And I met up with him. As he met up with him, he's doing his business and his tongue is moving all the time. But what are you doing? And he wants to know now, verify what he saw and what he sees now. So now I read the Quran Sharif. Why? And my father is late and I pass on the reward to him every day. So he confirmed it that this is what the father had said. MashaAllah, he reads the Quran Sharif and he confers the sawab to the father. By kam se kam apne bachcho ko tayar kiya, you did everything for your son. Gave him some degrees, gave him some profession. I don't say don't do it, gave him some business. But something for your own future, that when you die, he's going to confer something to you. Otherwise, you gain dunya, he's not going to give you anything. So something that he must pass on every day, Quran Sharif, you make it the routine, ask him to make it a routine. I have given you Quran Sharif that you pass the sawab to me every day. So whether you're living or you're gone, he's going to pass on the Quran Sharif to you every day. Our principal, Qaid Ayyub Sahib Rahmatullahi, his father, Hafiz Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullahi, came and made a bequest that every day you must recite at least one sipara for me. So I used to see him after Maghrib reading his tawabin and comfortably one sipara he must read, no matter what time schedule. He is man, a very busy man, attending this meeting, that person, 101 things he's attending to. But he will, with all that busy schedules, he will take out the time, that one sipara that he has to dedicate to his father, he will see to it that sawab is passed on. Anyway, some days later, this same chacha, he comes past that same Kabristan, And as per his routine, he read some dua from Quran Sharif and he passed on to the deceased. And then he went to rest. Now he sees again all the dead coming out of the graves and they're taking the shit. But in this time now he sees that person that was very relaxed. Now he's coming for his share. Like the rest of the people coming for their shares, then he's coming for his share as well. And now he's surprised. Okay, the last visit, man was very, very independent. And now he's coming for his share. What happened? So you ask him, but this time round, what happened? He said, afsos ki baat hai ki mera bachcha mar gaya. It's a regret. I regret that my son has passed away. So there's nobody to send the sawab to me. You see, son has passed on. So there's nobody to send the sawab on to me. He went and verified the son really died. But the lesson that we learn from this again is we must have a succession plan. Don't only ask him to read the Quran Sharif. Ask him also to learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to someone. So you got a succession plan, it's carrying on. That's how he's going to read. And he'll teach the second person. That person will teach them. It'll continue. will perpetuate and continue. So you ask him, read and teach. And you tell your student also, read and teach. As he's reading and he's teaching, that sawab is continuing, unending reward you're getting. Isn't it a beautiful bargain? Yeah? We also wait, someone is coming, some friend or some family, they must come with something, right? So we want something when we are there stuck up in the grave, can't move. Can you move? You can't do anything. It's stuck up. And when you're stuck up now and you want someone to pass on the reward. So this is an easy way. You learn and teach, and with that advice, but you continue this. The silsila must continue. Whatever wealth you want from me, you can take that wealth, my son. But you do this and you carry on with this work and you make the bequest that this was continue. So as long as this silsila continues, your rewards are all returning to you. You did everything for them, built homes, give them money and all that. But you didn't do anything for your security, for your future. Isn't that not wise? Eh? So we understand that these people also recognize the rewards that are sent to them. The deceased recognize the rewards that are sent to them. They acknowledge that, right? That's why there are two hadiths that we hear about the deceased, right? Another hadith that is about the deceased parents, grandparents, etc. Al-Mu'tanwi Sahib has written those hadiths in Shauq-e Watan. Yusuf Sahib had taken out the hadith just now. Maybe over a month ago he took out the hadith. So he says that in that hadith it says, I think it's Tabrani's hadith, that the good that you do, the child does good work, right? So the good work that you do is brought before your parents, right? Say, you read some Quran Sharif, you help someone out, you give some sadaqah, right? So some good that you did, that good deed of yours is presented before the deceased. So when these good deeds are presented before them, then their face shine with excitement, happiness. Hey, my son sent this for me. So now the hadith then says, then brighten the faces of your parents that have been deceased. Brighten their faces. You will do good, right? And that good will be shown to them. Their face will brighten. My child is doing this. My child is doing, mashallah, what rewards I am receiving for the good that my child has done. So brighten the face and don't make their faces gloomy and doomy. Are you going to do wrong? That's going to be presented before them. You're going to create gloom for them. So brighten the faces of your parents, your grandparents. Do some good that is presented before them in their graves, wherever they are. And you are brightening their face. They're becoming happy. Now that they are dead and gone, then you can't do them, you can't show them any type of physical assistance. But this way you can definitely read some Quran Sharif, some charitable work, some sadaqah, but do it every day, something that is passed on to them. Allah.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا أرحم الراحمين ويا أرحم الراحمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة، إنك أنت الوهاب. فاطر السماوات والأرض، أنت ولينا في الدنيا والآخرة، توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. يا إله العالمين، O most kind Kareem Allah, Allah we beg you forgive our sins Ya Allah. Allah we are sinners Ya Allah. Allah we committed many many gunas and sins oh Allah. Allah, we beg you to please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you to forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Allah, indeed we have wronged ourselves, Ya Allah. Indeed we have committed many, many gunas, Ya Allah. Allah, we have disobeyed you, Allah. Allah, we are repenting to you and asking you through your mercy, through your fazl, through your karam, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children. Allah, forgive our friends and relatives. Allah, our asatiza mashayikh, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, please make our maghfirat, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, what face will we have to stand in front of you on the day of Qiyamah if you don't forgive us, Ya Allah? Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Allah, and give us the tawfiq to leave out gunas and sins for the rest of our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq to leave out sins for the rest of our lives, Ya Al-Alameen. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with so many favors and so many ni'mats, Ya Allah. Allah, how can we ever count the favors that you have blessed us with, oh Allah? Allah, from the time we were little children, Ya Allah, Allah, you blessed us with iman, you blessed us with being born in a good Muslim home with kind parents who looked after us, Ya Allah. Allah sent us to madrasa. We learned the Quran and Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, so many favors, Ya Allah, you've blessed us with. How can we ever thank you for all those favors, Ya Allah? Allah, yet we are desperately in need of all the favors that you can send upon us, Ya Allah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. Allah, we are desperately in need of all your favors, Ya Allah. Allah, shower us with your favors, Ya Allah. Keep us with iman, with salamati, Ya Allah. Allah, shower us with your rahmat and your favors and your barakat, Ya Allah. Allahumma iftah lana abwaaba rahmatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma asbigh alayna min fadlik. Allahumma atmim alayna bi ni'matik. Allah, shower us with your favors and rahmat, Ya Allah. Allah, in the last moments of our lives come, Ya Allah. Bless us with kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Bless us with maut on iman, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from kufr and shirk, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from irtidad, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from zehni irtidad, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us firm on iman in Islam and allow us to pass on with iman and kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah on our tongues, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with jannatul firdos, Ya Allah. Allah, all the marahil of akhirat, qabr, hashar, mizan, sirat. Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Make all those marahil easy for us, Ya Allah. Allah, and enter us into Jannatul Firdos without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you in Jannatul Firdos. Bless us with the murafaqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companionship of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdos, oh Allah. Allah, in Jannatul Firdos, we beg you, Ya Allah, for your didar, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nazri ila wajhika al-kareem wa shawqan ila liqaik fi ghayri darra mudirra wala fitnatin mudilla. Allah, bless us with your didar, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to keep us with afiyat and ease, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'ima fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Allah, keep us with afiyat in this world, keep us with afiyat in the akhirah, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you to strengthen our iman. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan waj'alna min al-rashidin. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin walhiqna bis-salihin. Allah, we beg you, oh Allah, to bless us with the blessing of namaz, Ya Allah, with salah, Ya Allah, that we perform our 5 times daily salah with jamaat, Ya Allah, that a woman perform the salah in the awwal waqt every day, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with khushu and khuzu in our namaz, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of reading our 5 times daily salah in the first saf with takbir ula, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Rabbi zidni ilma. Allahumma inna nasaluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqa wasi'a wa shifa' min kulli da. Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Allah, and keep our tongues and our hearts busy with your dhikr, Ya Allah, that all the time we are making your dhikr, ilah al-alameen. Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of making ikram a Muslim, Ya Allah. Allah, of wishing well for others, ilah al-alameen. Allah, bless us with the warmth of our hearts, that when we meet a Muslim, we meet him with salam and with smile and warmth, Ya Allah. Allah, that we entertain guests in our homes with warmth, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from having cold, hard hearts, Ya Allah. That cold, hard hearts of the kuffar, Ya Allah. Save us from having such cold hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you for ikhlas and sincerity in everything that we do. Allah, save us from shirk, Ya Allah, and showing off. Save us from ostentation and pride and arrogance, Ya Allah, and love for fame and love for dunya, Ya Allah. Allah, give us ikhlas and sincerity, that everything we do it for your pleasure, ila al-alameen. Allah, accept us for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Bless us with qabuliyat, ila al-alameen. Accept us, our families, our children, our progenies, till day of qiyamah, Ya Allah. Accept us for the khidmat and the service of deen, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with the quality of haya and shame, Ya Allah. Allah, this modesty and bashfulness that our predecessors have passed on to us, Ya Allah. Allah, we have ripped it apart, ila al-alameen. Allah, we have lost our haya and our shame, Ya Allah. Allah, a woman addressing immodestly, oh Allah. Allah, bless us with the tawfiq, Ya Allah, bringing haya once again in our lives, Ya Allah. Save us from bare haya, Ya Allah. Save us from shamelessness, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of bringing haya alive once again in our lives, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with the sifat of adab and respect, Ya Allah. That we respect the masjid, we respect the azan, we respect the ulama, we respect our elders, we respect our parents, we respect Makkah Mukarrama, we respect Medina Munawwara, we respect the Quran Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from bi'adbi, Ya Allah. Save us from bi'adbi, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with taqwa, that wherever we are, we're concerned about how we will meet with you on the day of Qiyamah, how we'll answer to you, Allah. Allah, bless us with this quality of taqwa, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with tawazu and humility. Allah, that we humble ourselves, make us from ibadur rahman, Ya Allah. That we have tawazu and humility in our lives, ila al-alameen. Allah, bless us with simplicity. Allah, israf has become part of our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, we become extravagant in everything that we are doing. Forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq to bring simplicity once again into our lives, oh Allah. Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Have mercy on our parents, Ya Allah. Rabbi rahamuhuma kama rabbayana sighara. Allah, have mercy on them, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of serving them and pleasing them, Ya Allah. Save us from doing anything that will hurt our parents, Ya Allah. Save us from doing anything that will bring displeasure to our parents, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, bless our parents with long life, with afiyat and ease. Keep their saya over us and keep us always in their duas, Ya Allah. Those of us whose parents have passed away, Ya Allah, fill the qabars with noor, Ya Allah, and grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdos, oh Allah. Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them with ilm and afi, amal and salih. Bless them with izzat, iffat, afiyat, Ya Allah. Allah, save them from dhillat and disgrace, Ya Allah. Allah, We beg you, Ya Allah, whoever is involved in any khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, accept it from them, Ya Allah. Allah, the jamaats that are walking out in your path, Ya Allah. Allah, accept all the jamaats that are walking out in your path, Ya Allah. The khanqas that are sounding with zikr in any part of the world, Ya Allah. Ulama-i kiram who are saying, Qala Allah, Qala Rasul, day and night in the madaris, Ya Allah. Ulama-i kiram who are sitting on a minbar and delivering bayans, Ya Allah. Musannifin that are writing kitabs, Ya Al-Alameen. Whoever is involved in any khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Janaza work, social welfare work, Jamiats, Jamaats, Ya Allah, accept all the khidmat of all the people who are serving deen, Ya Allah, and give us a share and a hissa in the good work that they are doing also, Allah. Allah, Muslims are suffering in many parts of the world, Allah. Allah, ease the suffering of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ease the suffering of the Muslims, Ya Allah. Allah, the month of Ramadan is here, Ya Allah. Allah, whilst we are enjoying sumptuous meals on our dastarkhans, Ya Allah, there are many people who do not have a single morsel to put down in their mouths, Ya Allah. Allah, help them, assist them. Allah, make it easy for the Muslim ummah, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are languishing in prisons, Ya Allah. Allah, relieve them from the prisons, Ya Allah. Those who are in debts, relieve them of their debts, Ya Allah. Those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa'i kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra, Ya Allah. Allah, wa marhumin, Ya Allah, fill the khabars with noor, Ya Allah. Forgive them, Ya Allah. Raise the status in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them, Ya Allah. Allah, all those people who made ihsan on us in any way, Ya Allah. Allah, those who made ihsan on us in any way, you reward them with the best ajar and the best rewards, Ya Allah. Those who brought deen to us, Ya Allah, or dunya to us in any way, Ya Allah, you bless them and reward them with the greatest of ajar and greatest of sawab. Especially Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aati Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-wasilata wal-fadilata wal-darajata al-rafi'ata wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'atta wa jizihi anna ma huwa ahlu wa jizihi afdala ma jazayta nabiyan an qumihi wa rasulan an ummati wa salli ala jami'i ikhwanihi minan nabiyyina wa salihina ya arhamar rahimin wa Allah o'ala wa ulama'i kiram ya Allah sahaba'i kiram ridwanullahi who had sacrificed their lives, their families, their wealth, their time, their efforts, Ya Allah, so that deen can reach us, Ya Allah. Allah, reward them with the greatest ajar and reward, Ya Allah. The tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in, a'imma'i arba, especially Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, Ya Allah, all the muhaddisin, Ya Allah, wa ulama'i dewban, Ya Allah, every one of them, Ya Allah, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah sahab, rahmatullah alayh, مولانا قاسم نانوتوي مولانا رشيد احمد غنگوهي حضرت شيخ الهند رحمه الله عليه حضرت مولانا حسين احمد مدني حضرت مولانا اشرف علي ثانوي حضرت مولانا عبد الرحيم رايپوري حضرت مفتي محمود حسن غنگوهي حضرت مولانا مسيح الله خان صاحب حضرت قاري محمد طيب صاحب حضرت مفتي محمد شفي صاحب يا الله حضرت مولانا محمد الياس صاحب حضرت مولانا يوسف صاحب حضرت مولانا انام الحسن صاحب يا الله حضرت مولانا عبد الحق عمرجي صاحب حضرت حاجي بھائی پادیا صاحب حضرت مفتی ابراہیم سنجالوی صاحب حضرت حافظ عبد الرحمن میاں صاحب اللہ و حضرت مفتی صاحب دامت برکاتہم یا اللہ یا اللہ ریوارڈ ایوری ون اف دیم دی گریٹسٹ اف اجر اینڈ گریٹسٹ اف ریوارڈز یا اللہ اللہ وی لو دی علماء یا اللہ وی لو دی علماء دیوبند یا اللہ اللہ کیپ اس ود دیم یا اللہ کیپ اس فالوئنگ ان دی فوٹ سٹیپس یا اللہ اللہ ان اخرت کیپ اس ود دیم اولسو یا اللہ اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم إنا نسألك بحق السائلين عليك فإن للسائل عليك حقا فأيما عبد أو أمة من أهل البر والبحر تقبلت دعوتهم واستجبت دعاؤهم أن تشركنا في صالح ما يدعونك فيه وأن تشركهم في صالح ما ندعوك فيه وأن تعافينا وإياهم وأن تجاوز عنا وعنهم وأن تقبل منها ومنهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Thank you.